Time now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. Where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 76. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news. The Fairfield Veterans Day Parade will be held on Saturday, November the 5th at 2 p.m. The day will begin with a breakfast at St. Edward's Catholic Church from 7 until 9. The breakfast will be for all veterans and their spouses. To RSVP, contact Diane Zerlini at 516-1808. Festivities will kick off at 1 p.m. with a flag raising at Freedom Park. Elizabeth Gonzalez will sing the national anthem, followed by a concert by the Roasted Chestnuts. Parade lineup will start at 1 on North 1st Street and will line up as entries arrive from Court Street North towards Northside School on a first-come, first-served basis. Two semi-trailers will be provided for the veterans to ride on. All are encouraged to come out and see the parade and honor our veterans. Following the parade, there will be a meal for parade participants at the Fairfield Elks Club, sponsored by FNB. Contact Cliff Reaver at 516-3111 if you have any questions or need further information. More news right after this break.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Losing a loved one is something no one should ever have to face alone. Unfortunately, during such an emotional and grief-filled time, there are many decisions to be made. The caring staff at Cook Funeral Chapel will help you with those decisions. They will work with you and make sure you have the type of service that will honor the life and memory of your loved one. Cook Funeral Chapel with locations in Carmi, Grayville, and Crossville.
Come on, we're going to be late to the cookout.
I was just packing up my famous mac and cheese.
I hope you packed the Pepto, too.
Huh?
Pepto-Bismol provides fast relief from heartburn and indigestion. You know, that uncomfortable feeling after you eat too much. And after the deviled eggs, baked beans, and barbecue ribs, you're going to need it.
Barbecue ribs? I should probably pack an extra shirt, too.
Good call.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea.
Pepto-Bismol. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
And now, the rest of the news. Fairfield Community High School will be presenting a Veterans Day program on November the 10th at 10 a.m. in the East Gym. Representatives of the local VFW will present the flag, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, then the FCHS Show Choir will perform the National Anthem, and the FCHS Band will perform a selection of patriotic songs. Recognition of FCHS students that have enlisted with the various branches of service, or those that will go to the military post-high school, will be introduced by Superintendent Jill Fulkerson. Guest speakers for the program will be Caleb Coker, warrant officer with the National Guard, and a full-time patrolman with the Fairfield Police Department. Taps will be performed at the end of the program. The East Gym doors for the program will open at 9:30 a.m. There is no charge for the event, and all are invited to attend. The Edwards County Senior Citizens and Community Center will be holding a Medicare seminar today with three sessions to choose from, 10 to 11:30 a.m., 1:30 to 3 p.m., and 5:30 to 7 p.m. The program will be given by Patty Michaels, Senior Health Insurance Program Counselor, and will cover Medicare RX coverage as well as Medicare Parts A, B, and C. They'll serve refreshments and award door prizes. Fairfield FFA member Jacob Britt was awarded the National FFA Organization's highest honor, the prestigious American FFA degree, during the 95th National FFA Convention on October the 29th at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Less than 1% of the 850,823 FFA members in the country ever earn this distinction. Recipients of the honor are reserved for those students who have earned at least $10,000 and productively invested $7,500 through supervised agricultural experience programs, met all requirements of a 20-page degree application, and completed an interview with a state recommendation committee. Jacob is currently majoring in accounting at the University of Southern Indiana. He is the 15th Fairfield FFA member to receive the FFA degree. Kaylin Loker, Wayne City High School sophomore, was awarded the Random Act of Kindness for turning in a $183 cash amount that she found. The money was returned to a very happy owner, and in honor of her good citizenship, Mr. Cuddle bought her a Red Barn lunch. From October the 26th through the 29th, Edwards County FFA members participated in the 95th National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Members who attended were Emma Glover, J.W. Sims Reisner, Jacob Weber, Sally Pinkstaff, Natalie Shelby, Brooklyn Metcalf, Heidi Beatles, Jake Wiseman, Trenton Jefferson, Allie Williams, Campbell Biggs, Lady Stevens, and Cassidy Metcalf. Thanks to some careful planning from the advisors, these members were able to do tons of fun activities, including the National FFA Expo and Shopping Mall, touring Ed Carpenter Racing, attending sessions, a Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo, and a concert by Jimmy Allen and Lauren Elena. The awards received during the convention this year were far beyond expectations. Lady Stevens came all the way from Oklahoma State University to receive her American FFA degree, the highest honor an FFA member can receive. The Edwards County chapter received recognition as a 3-star chapter this year as well. The highlights of the convention this year was Edwards County being top 10 in the nation for the National Chapter Award for Strengthening Agriculture. This is the second time this has ever happened for Edwards County. Last year, the chapter held the Farmers Share Breakfast event in conjunction with the Edwards County Farm Bureau to bring awareness of the amount of the food dollar the farmer receives. National FFA recognized the event, and they were chosen as top 10 in the nation. Rides Mass Transit District will be providing transportation to the polls at no cost to all residents of the RMTD service area for the Illinois general election taking place on Tuesday, November the 8th. Residents will be able to ride to the polls on regular existing routes throughout their county on Election Day at no cost to them. Those inside the RMTD service area requesting transportation should call 844-718-1882 to schedule their ride to the polls. October weather brought a real taste of fall to Illinois. The average temp last month was about 53 degrees, which is 1.6 degrees below normal. Nights were particularly cool, according to state climatologist Trent Ford. Statewide average rainfall was 2.3 inches, which is over half an inch below normal. Most of Illinois is pretty dry, with southern Illinois in the worst shape. Ford says several wildfires and field fires broke out in central and southern Illinois last month due to the drier-than-average conditions. Locally here at the station, we received 2.02 inches for the month, down from last year when the station received 3.78 inches. The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash, east of Fairfield, stands at 5.63 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 4.94 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 4.44 feet below its 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 1.54 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.5 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 2.98 feet. Today's crude oil price is $83, up $1.63 from yesterday. The December crude oil price is $88.66, up 41 cents from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice-daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Mary Jean Siegert, 96, of Grayville, died Friday, October the 28th. Visitation will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. today at Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville, with the funeral set for 10 a.m. tomorrow. Burial will be in Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Raymond Mack McDuffie, 63, of Newburgh, formerly of Fairfield, died on Saturday, October the 29th. A celebration of life will be held at 2 p.m. on Saturday, November the 5th, at Browning Funeral Home in Evansville. Burial will be held at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield at a later date. Visitation will take place from 10 a.m. until time of the service on Saturday at the funeral home. Omega Modine Kern, 100, formerly of Belle Rive, died Sunday, October the 30th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. on Saturday, November the 5th, at Golson Funeral Home in Dahlgren. Visitation will be from 5 until 7 on Friday at Golson Funeral Home, with interment in Oak Hill Cemetery near Frisco, Illinois. Eva Fern Lewis, 101, of Hanson, Kentucky, died on Sunday, October the 30th. A funeral ceremony will begin at 2 today at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, with burial to follow in Bloom Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 until time of the service at the funeral home. Brad Lee Young, 47, of Flora, died Sunday, October the 30th. A memorial service will be held at a later date. Jean Bruce Valtenberg, 52, of Flora, died Thursday, October the 27th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 2:30 p.m. on Sunday, November the 6th, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. Interment will follow in Bunker Cemetery near Reinard. Visitation will be held from noon until 2:30 on Sunday at the funeral home. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 76. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you. Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Campbell Enterprises is looking to fill multiple full-time positions. Full-time positions available for winch truck and tank truck drivers, dozer operators and backhoe operators, rig operators, floor hands, pumpers, and roustabouts. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive pay. Fully paid health insurance with family, including dental and vision, and 6% match 401k. Safety bonuses and year-end bonus. Call or text 618-382-3939 or stop by 1220 East Main Carmine to fill out an application or email applications to jake@campbellenergy.com.
And now time for a Thursday check of sports. The Heisman Trophy Trust announced the 2022 school winners for the Heisman High School Scholarship from an applicant pool of thousands of high school scholar athletes graduating with the class of 2023. Wayne City seniors Dustin Durham and Addison Seidel have been named school winners. School winners will continue on for the chance to become state winners, national finalists, or national winners. State winners will receive a $1,000 scholarship, national finalists receive a $2,000 scholarship, and the male and female national winners each receive a $10,000 college scholarship. The Heisman Memorial Trophy is annually awarded to the most outstanding college football player in the nation. The Heisman High School Scholarship extends the Heisman prestige to our nation's most esteemed high school seniors by recognizing and rewarding outstanding scholar athletes who understand that the most important victories not only happen on the field, but in their schools and communities. Here's a look at Wednesday's scoreboard in high school volleyball action. Fairfield fell to Freeburg in three sets with scores of 20-25, 25-23, and 25-19. The Lady Mules end their season with a 33-6 record. In World Series news, the Astros are making World Series history. Houston's pitching staff combined to no-hit the Phillies en route to a 5-0 win in Game 4 in Philly. Christian Javier threw six scoreless frames and struck out nine before Brian Abreu, Rafael Montero, and Ryan Pressly finished off the first ever combined no-hitter in World Series history. The Astros combined to score all their runs in the fifth inning as they evened the series at two games apiece. Aaron Nola suffered the loss for Philly, which managed just three walks in the loss. The series stays in Philadelphia for Game 5 tonight. Justin Verlander draws the start for Houston, while Noah Syndergaard toes the rubber for the Phillies. In basketball, it was the Washington Wizards defeating the 76ers 121-111. The Cavs took down the Celtics in overtime 114-113. It was the Heat over the Kings 110-107, and the Hawks beat the Knicks 112-99. The Hornets fell to the Bulls 106-88. It was the Clippers over the Rockets 109-101. The Bucks defeated the Pistons 116-91, and the Raptors beat the Spurs 143-100. It was the Mavericks over the Jazz 103-100. The Grizzlies beat the Blazers 111-106. And in overtime, the Pelicans fell to the Lakers 120-117. In hockey, the Maple Leafs beat the Flyers 5-2. It was the Sabres over the Penguins 6-3. Taking a look at today's schedule, the Astros and Phillies will face off in the World Series. That best of seven is tied 2-2. In Thursday night football, it's the Eagles in action against the Texans in Houston. In NBA matchups, the Golden State Warriors will take on the Orlando Magic, and the Denver Nuggets will visit the Oklahoma City Thunder. In hockey, it's the Capitals versus the Red Wings, the Knights versus the Senators, the Hurricanes versus the Lightning, the Bruins versus the Rangers, the Kraken take on the Wild, the Islanders play the Blues, the Canadiens face the Jets, and the Kings play the Blackhawks. It's the Predators taking on the Flames, the Devils face off against the Oilers, the Stars are in Arizona to play the Coyotes, the Ducks take on the Canucks, and the Panthers travel to San Jose to face off against the Sharks. And in PGA action, it's the Worldwide Technology Championship at Riviera Maya, Mexico. That's a Thursday check of sports. Here's your WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast. Today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 76. Overnight tonight will be partly cloudy with a low around 55. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high near 77, and then overnight tomorrow night, a 70% chance of rain with a low near 58. There's a 50% chance of rain continuing into Saturday with a high near 66 and a low around 42, and Sunday will be sunny with highs in the upper 60s.